When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, well, it's a delightfully rainy Sunday morning here, Great Pacific Northwest, but I have to say we were delightfully blessed with a rainbow here just a moment outside our beautiful big picture windows. It's gone now, but it was kind of nice to see earlier. And got a full studio today, as always. Animal World production engineer Mike Roberge is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Nice to have you back in the studio.
Yeah,
we were off
you.
Last week.
Yeah, we kind of did an unusual. Usually, this week would be the week.
Normally,
but because we were being preempted by sports,
basketball.
Yeah, basketball. And but we have a normal 9 a.m. to noon today show.
Well, it's normal throughout the whole day.
Yeah.
For the first time in a long time, it's been normal.
Uh huh. But which is a good thing. And but we are back to the rainy weather, which I understand is kind of going to be the story for most of the week. But looks like maybe tomorrow's going to be nicer. But
we've had a lot of rain.
We have,
but no complaints.
We have, but also some warm temperatures and some nice sunshine last week. And
Thursday was gorgeous.
Yeah, I heard a lawnmower in my neighborhood yesterday.
As did I.
Oh, you did too.
Wasn't mine, but I did hear
no,
one.
No, wasn't mine either, but I did hear one, and my mower is back from its winter tune up and all of that good stuff, so it's ready to go. It's just still a little too wet to do anything at my place, but getting there. I had to get out there and start all that spring cleanup though, and cutting those sword ferns and stuff, getting ready for everything.
I've been looking at it. I've been thinking about it, but yeah. I haven't done anything yet. But soon.
I actually got started yesterday, so that's a good thing. And then Animal World's associate producer and head call screener is here. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Martha.
There she is. Kathy
can
Southwick
you hear me?
Is here. I can. I can't actually see you because you're well in the other studio, but Jude is not a very good window. But there she is. All right, now I see Kathy. And of course, our wonderful harmonic energy shifters from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle, Jude and Paul Pont, are here. Good morning, Jude and Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, how's everybody? Kathy, you doing okay on this rainy Sunday morning? Oops, did she go away already? There she is. Oh, she's coming back to the microphone. Kathy, hello. There
you
she is.
You got to press the button.
Yeah, oh, she has to press the button. Somehow she's... Mike's running to her rescue. She must have pushed something by accident that shut her off. And now, oh, he's going to go in here. Let's see if his magic fingers, he pushes the right... Oh, he's looking. Now he's bending over. So apparently it wasn't just push the... What could have happened in like... it wasn't very many seconds before we just talked to her, right?
Yeah.
So, well...
The pixies were at it.
I guess. Those little fairies are in there messing
mischievous.
Around.
Mischievous.
Yeah.
Very mischievous.
So, Kathy, are you with us? Oh, she's putting her headset on. Mike's coming back in, so we probably...
I'm here.
There you are. I was wondering what could have happened in just a couple of seconds.
She was always there. She just couldn't hear herself.
I see that.
So we pushed another button combination to make
gotcha,
it work.
Gotcha.
Yes. We're all set.
All right. So we're all set. Well, just getting the technical glitches out of the way ahead of time.
These things happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And we are going to, today, of course, as I said, it is Harmonic Energy Shifting Sunday with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon, our great, they're acupuncturist and chiropractor, Jude by trade, but primarily focus on the acutonics these days, and which is using tuning forks on acupressure points. And they happen, along with a lot of other harmonic sounds like Tibetan bells and bowls and puas and didi-didgeridoos, and
we actually brought a couple of planetary chimes today, which I don't usually
ooh,
bring with me.
Oh, but I love those.
But a couple of them just called to me to come along.
Oh, yay. Planetary chimes today. So that's special. So we will have open phone lines throughout the show, and you get to call in, and Jude and Paul can do remote sessions for you, for your animal friends. They can clear your home and property or business or, you know, whatever. And we'll probably get to phone calls here after we take care of advertisers and sponsors. So that'll be about 9:20. It'll be time to get on the phones. And let's see, what else is going on today? Well, we will get the show started officially in just a few minutes here. But we will do current events. We'll shoot for 10:50. But, you know, if we're really slammed with phone calls at that time, we might push it off to the third hour. But we will get to current events today because I do have some new items on the current event schedule. And that would include a bunch of stuff that's going on at Whispering Dragon.
Yeah.
You guys have classes coming up and a workshop and... and that reminds me, you've got a special offer going on for Animal World listeners.
From now until the spring equinox, which is March 20th, this is the Animal World special spring. If you call and say, we heard you on Animal World,
hey.
Remote sessions, $20 reduction in fee, and for new clients, a $10 reduction in fee.
Wow, okay, so... $20 off on remotes, $10 off on a new client if you come in, and all you got to do is say you listen to Animal World.
Yep.
Woohoo. All right, and that goes till March 20th.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent time to get started. All right, and sometime today we will do our Missing Link giveaway, Missing Link being the phenomenal supplement that I've been talking about since its inception, which is probably close to, I don't know, 18, 20 years now. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long it's been, but... they came on board with us immediately upon creating the product. Great supplement for dogs, cats, house critters, pigeons. Where did pigeons come from? Poultry, but birds. I mean, they have a bird supplement. They also have a poultry supplement. I suppose you could give it to pigeons. Pigeons probably really like it. You know, probably really help them because they don't always get a very balanced diet. And basically, the lower the quality of the food you feed, the more your animal friends need Missing Link, and we will be giving it away today. So pay attention for that, and I'll tell you when to call in for the Missing Link giveaway. And let's see. Before we actually officially get started, we had a call from a regular listener, Carlene, before the show started today to let us know that there's apparently a really big deal happening as we speak. And I seem to be the only one maybe on the planet that doesn't know about this, because Mike knows and Kathy knows and Jude and Paul knows. But apparently let's see. You'll probably recognize his name, Garrison Keillor, who is a fellow broadcaster that has been doing apparently a very popular show that I don't know about, Prairie Home Companion on NPR for 43 years. And maybe the reason I don't know about it is apparently I didn't know that I was in competition with this guy all this time, because he airs on NPR Sunday mornings. And apparently today is his final show, final broadcast. So he's retiring. And Carlene called in to let us know that, and being as he's a fellow broadcaster, and someone who's been on the show, boy, almost twice as long as I have, because it's been 22 years this year I've been doing Animal World, and but 43 years. So hats off, and cheers to Garrison Keillor, and we wish him well and many blessings. And if you know anybody that used to listen to his show, tell them to tune to KKNW 1150 AM or stream it live on the internet and listen to Animal World. All right, so congratulations, Garrison Keillor, on 43 wonderful years. And I'm sorry to say that I've never heard your show, but I understand that it's really great and all of that. Okie dokie. All right, so I think that takes care of the business we need to, and we can now officially start the show. And we do that, of course, by invoking the presence and honoring of the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And then, of course, we're doing the Ananda Peace Initiative. And we will start with the Saint Francis prayers. Got a couple of them, one for our animal friends. Here we go with that. This is the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Now for us humans, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. All righty, so there is the prayer part. Now, if you haven't been with us the last, this month of February is when we started this, the Ananda Institute for Living Yoga, Ananda Worldwide, has started a worldwide peace initiative. And this is a little ritual that they've asked all of us to do. So we're doing it here on the air in an abbreviated form. And if you're really want to participate fully, you do this 5 times a day. I can't say that I'm absolutely good at doing it 5 times a day, but I do it at least once. And the first part of the affirmation is, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. When you're doing this at home, it is suggested that you do it for about 1 minute, which is 10 to 12 times. And then you repeat, Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, 3 times. So for radio, we'll do each version 3 times, and I will just say it out loud. And if you are in a position where you want to say it out loud with me, that's great. Or you can say it silently in your head or not at all. It's your choice whether you opt into this. So, 3 times, here we go. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Now, Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. All righty then. We are fully activated here. Show is officially underway. And can you imagine the power with thousands of people all over the world doing this prayer affirmation?
Mm-hmm. Creates a huge 1 to 5 times.
Doesn't it? And you understand that. So by the consciousness of all these people doing this, it really does have an effect.
Oh, for sure.
So if you would like to participate, you can at least do it every Sunday morning. Okay. Whew. How's our time? Oh, we're looking pretty good. I do want to say that there's something I didn't remember to put up on current events, so it's not posted on the website yet, but I'm delighted to say that I have been invited to teach my classes, The Keys to Understanding Animals, communicating with animals, interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication, and the human-to-animal transference at the Natural Pet Pantry store in Kirkland. So I haven't done them on the east side for many, many years, and so I have officially booked those dates. Now, space will be limited. It is not as a large a room as it is over at East West in Seattle when I teach there. So you're going to want to call in for reservations as soon as you know that you are able to attend. And they will be on two Wednesday evenings in April, I believe April 20th and then April 27th. So April 20th will be the communicating with animals class, and then the second class is the human-to-animal transference. Both classes stand on their own, but it's best if you take them together because the second one builds on the first and gives you the tools that you need to kind of clear the channels, so to speak, to be communicating with your animal friends. And they'll be from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at the Natural Pet Pantry store in Kirkland, and the cost is $20 per class or $35 for both. So what a hot deal. Try to keep it affordable and so that everybody can come. So that's the 20th and 27th of April. That'll get officially up on the current events on MarthaNorwalk.com when I remember to send it to Rhonda. So there you go. All righty then. And, well, let's see. For Carlene's sake, even though she called in for to tell us about Garrison Keillor and his retirement today, but also she's requested that I highlight what's going on animals in the news, and not a lot of big news stuff going on this week, although there was an a bit, and I've posted these things all you can find on the Animal World Facebook page, Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and all kinds of great animal stuff there to check out. I could keep you busy all week just looking at all this, the videos and the photos and everything that's posted there. And check it out. Give us a like while you're there. I would appreciate that. The big thing is that SeaWorld is in trouble again. Gee, I wonder why. But this time, the truth has come out. Apparently, they've had to admit that they intentionally have had people, the one in particular that's being mentioned at this point, someone from SeaWorld was sent to infiltrate PETA and become part of the PETA organization. And then to report back to SeaWorld, of course, what they were going to do and when the protests and stuff would be. And then what SeaWorld had this person do that had infiltrated PETA is when they had a protest going on at any of the SeaWorlds, this guy would be there and he would be instructed to do violent things and nasty things in order to call attention to PETA being a crummy organization so it would take away from what they were protesting against at SeaWorld. So, busted. So they've had to admit and that this is what they've been doing, and that all of the negative publicity about any PETA protests at SeaWorld were all caused by SeaWorld themselves, and they've decided to stop that practice. Gee, I wonder why. I guess when the truth comes out, you have right. to behave better. So that was interesting there. Then the other, it's not, I don't know if you'd call it a news thing, but one of my favorite posts this week is about Australia's Christmas Island and the 50 million crabs.
The crabs, that was a great post.
In that, yeah. So you got to go on Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, and it's a few entries down because I think I posted it on Friday. But this island has these crabs, and once a year they go like from the forests to the sea or something for breeding, and so they're like everywhere's on this island. 50 million crabs, and they're red. And the photographs, the videos are wonderful, but the really neat thing is the island embraces them and have done all kinds of really neat things to keep them safe. and like building them bridges
and tunnels
and then chutes to guide them to the tunnels or the bridges so they don't get smushed. And they even close whole roads that they can't, you know, direct them around. And it's really neat to see the humans really supporting the crabs. And anyway, so you'll find that at Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page. And that was one of my favorite posts of the week. And then there's some really goofy ones. If you have cats that beat up your toilet paper, there's a great video of one doing that. That's really fun. And there's there's a couple of good ones that some of you are missing. And one of them is the title is something like "When Cats Don't Know How to Do Cat," or something, and it's a video of all these cats doing human things, like walking on two legs, there's this hysterical one of, you know, the pictures of the big fat cats that are kind of sitting in a chair, you know, with their bellies out and stuff, and there have been some cute little Photoshop things with it, but this one's a real video, and darned if this cat's sitting there in his belly out in this chair, and he takes his right foreleg or arm and actually scratches his butt. And just like a human. And it's really hysterical. Anyway, if you go see what the cats don't do cat, is really funny. And then, I don't know if you remember the post from, this was a few months ago, of someone that did a spoof on if humans behaved like cats when greeting one another, and it was really funny. Do you remember that one? Anyway, it was really funny. The latest take on this is, what if humans behaved like dogs at parks? It's pretty funny.
So are they sniffing one another?
They are. And it's pretty hysterical. So that one's up there too. So there's a bunch of good stuff on Facebook, but those are some of my favorites for the week. And I guess that covers the animals in the news for Carlene. And now it's time for us to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And remember, it is the most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us. So listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. And in the meantime, you can get on the phone and call in, because we're opening the phone lines, and Jude and Paul are here and ready to start doing remote sessions for you. Local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-KKNW. That's 888-298-5569. So pick up your phones, give us a call. We'd love to work with you and your animal friends. And right now, listen, pay attention, support our advertisers, and stay right where you are, because Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Real people, real life, real radio. Really. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us. However, I am not convinced that there's anybody spending their Sunday morning with us right now. I think maybe it's a rainy Sunday morning. Everybody stayed in bed. At any rate, usually the phone lines fill up immediately when we start open them up for Jude and Paul, and we have wide open phone lines. So if you guys are on a remote, now is a great time to get through. And the phone numbers are local number 425-373-5527. Somebody pick up your phone and call us. Let us know the phones are working. And they were working before the show because the phone was ringing. So let us know the phones are working. 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And during the break here, just talking about Dr. Nels Rasmussen, our bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner who does such great work on animals and humans. And if you are interested in checking them out, go to www.nelshealingministry.com. Check out the testimonials and the miracles he's working with animals. And if you'd like to give him a call, number's 425-238-2668. And we also heard about Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. So as long as we don't often have free time, you know, this early in the show to chat, but apparently we do, and phone lines are still open, you guys, 425-373-5527, 888-298-5569. Oh, you can shoot us an email at animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, starting to ring now, so that's a good sign.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, let's talk just a little bit about when we talk about harmonic energy shifting and what you do. You do traditional things like Jude does my chiropractic work, although you don't do cracky chiropractic like I was used to for so many years. And you both do acupuncture sometimes. I mean, you're both acupuncturists, but
yeah,
most
sure.
of the time you're acutonics with the tuning forks and stuff. But why don't you give us a little idea? What is harmonic energy shifting? What are we talking about?
Well, so from the perspective of those of us who work with, from a kind of physics perspective, everything is vibratory. All things that have energy vibrate. And so we all have kind of frequencies. All of the tissues in our body and all of us have frequencies that we vibrate optimally at.
Mm.
And when we're at our optimum vibration, everything's working well. Our bodies are happy. We have financial abundance and we have well-being and like that. When we're off our vibration, we're off our sort of maximal resonance, then stuff can show up to show us that.
Ah.
And so physical manifestations are ways of our body telling us that things are not quite in harmony. And so what we work with is frequencies of orbital and rotational frequencies of the planets, which are the frequencies that make up the whole universe, in order to bring those, you know, bring people's bodies and energies and spirits back into kind of a harmonic balance.
And so it you can work on, obviously, physical mm-hmm. problems, pain or disease or whatever's mm-hmm. going on. But also you can help with emotional situations.
Right, because from a perspective of Asian medicine and from a lot of sort of the kind of shamanic sort of natural medicines, those things aren't separate. Mm-hmm. So a physical manifestation is just your physical body telling you that stuff is off that may be also showing up as an emotional thing or as discord in other parts of your life. And so, you know, the physical symptoms are one piece of data, but when people are sort of off their vibration, that can show up in a lot of different ways. And since everything is energy and everything is vibration, you can also have situations where for example, your home feels out of balance or your workplace feels out of balance. And that's a vibrational situation also. So we can work with these sounds, these vibrations, these frequencies to help bring those things back into a level of alignment and balance and flow.
So we can work on emotional or physical issues for our animal friends or humans. You can like clear or balance the energy within like a home or property or business.
Mm-hmm.
You could even look at a situation, probably look at the energy in a situation or a relationship between people or a person and animal sort of thing and shift all of that.
Right, because from our perspective, everything has a vibrational origin.
All right, well, why don't we find out how you do this? And so let's go to the phone. Yay! And we're going to head first up to Seattle. And Jill, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Jill. Good morning. Thanks for picking up your phone.
Yeah. Well, I was going to let other people get in. Then I thought, well, if they don't have a caller, I'll call.
Good. That's what we like
ball
to hear.
Rolling.
Well, you know, sometimes that does happen just for everybody.
Yeah.
You assume that everybody is sitting on their phone and calling in and or something. But, you know, a lot of people assume that, so they wait or don't call.
Yeah.
So, but I tell you, if I say the phones are open, they're open.
Well, we have a lot of stuff that happens where the momentum builds and there's a whole flock of people at the end.
Yeah.
Right. And that also, we find that the towards the end, it gets really busy in the last hour of the show for sure. So anyway, Jill, what can Jude and Paul help you with?
Well, my symptoms are from tree pollen right now. I have a lot of, it's mostly swelling and just discomfort from the trees blooming.
Ah, okay. So we've got. So we're going to work on like human Jill and allergy type stuff.
Yeah, we've had quite a few. I've either coming into the office or people I've talked to that are saying that they're kind of getting things a little early this year because the weather's been warmer and things are blooming. A lot of things are blooming earlier than normal.
So do you have, like, congestion? How's it manifesting for you?
It manifests mostly in swelling around the eyes, and then that turbinates above my eyes, so I get swelling up there.
Mm.
And then sort of like a fatigue feeling.
Yeah, most of the... what, Jude?
Sorry, Mike.
Yeah. Most of the time with spring allergies, what we see is a component that relates to the liver energy. And that's why it shows up in the eyes, because the eyes are the sense organ that relates to the liver.
So Jude's already working on you, Jill.
Good.
Looks like Om and New Moon.
Yeah, she's working on the Daimai meridian, which tends to kind of open things up. And it's the opening point for it is actually a gallbladder point. So it's the kind of liver gallbladder
switching up
there.
To Zodiac and Jupiter.
Yeah, Jupiter is the planet that has correspondence to the liver, and then the zodiac moves liver energy.
So allergic stuff relates to liver, huh?
Well, it can.
It can,
especially when especially in the spring, because the spring is also the time of the year that relates to the liver. In Chinese medicine, they say that the liver energy rises more in the spring, and so the people who have spring allergies. It isn't always the liver, but we always look at the liver as a participant because it's very often related. People who have allergies more in the autumn time, can, usually we look more at the lungs directly, because what happens is that the liver energy rises up, and it can affect the lungs, and that's why people get congestion and stuffiness and phlegm and all that stuff, because the liver energy is coming up and blocking the lung energy, which wants to go out and down, but the liver energy is coming up and blocking it from its normal flow of energy, or course of flow. So and we've had people, the other part of this for people is a dietary component. So things that affect the liver, like the most common ones are things like coffee and alcohol and sugar and then oils and things like that. But those kinds of things tend to congest the liver, and so you may not notice very much, but then in the spring when the liver energy tends to become excess, then it shows up as allergies in some people. So
Jude's been switching up the forks and doing all kinds of stuff.
Now you did Dymine. What else?
The Yin Chow, because it goes right to the eyes.
Right. So helping with and opening it up, and she did some high frequencies around the eyes. We do a sort of a figure eight configuration that over the eyes with the crossing at the nose, and now she's going to do. What we're doing is basically doing kind of a virtual treatment on the body. We're visualizing or tapping into your body, from a virtual standpoint. And she just did points that are right at the end of the eyebrows that are on the bladder channel that help.
How are you feeling, Jill? Are you noticing anything?
Yeah,
as Jill's
a little bit clearer. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's gradually starting to get, I feel a little bit different.
Cool, so you are feeling something.
Yeah.
I know, it just, for anyone who isn't familiar with someone working remotely, of course, we do this a lot on the show, Dr. Nels works remotely, but, also when Darcy is in and doing animal communication, there's no issue with distance with the communication stuff, and it's kind of all the same thing. But I was very skeptical about the remote stuff, early on, but I'll tell you that I'm blown away sometimes when I've got something going on in my body and I can't get into the Whispering Dragon Center to have Jude and Paul work on me. So they do a remote session, and I found them at least as powerful, sometimes even more powerful than in-person sessions. And I'm amazed at how it, it shifts or heals or the pain's gone. It's really amazing.
Yeah, there's a whole physics actually that supports remote.
Now, what's going on with Jude?
So I'm going to do something that creates kind of a bridging or healing with your relationship with the trees.
Oh,
I like that.
Because when you have these kinds of things that show up when the pollens come out, you sort of have a tendency to have a little bit of almost not necessarily conscious resistance to being in them and stuff. So I'm
okay. All right, so you're using Om and Chiron and going to create a good relationship between Jill and the trees?
Chiron tends to bridge things. It's sort of a makes a connection, and in this case, she's just sort of doing sacred geometry things, figure eights to connect. Before that, she was actually doing virtual points in the back of the head, which are points that in Chinese medicine, they say they open the orifices and allow wind to leave the body, excess wind. And now she's doing a Tibetan bowl as well.
Love the Tibetan bowls.
Can you hear that on the,
I do,
the radio?
Yeah.
Okay. The other way we do remote sometimes with people is if we're in the office, is we'll pick up a teddy bear or something and use it as a surrogate.
Yeah.
And connect that way. And it just gives us something to, visualize better with. This is a planetary chime. This is a low ohm chime.
Oh, Jill, and you
I
get...
I like that.
Yeah, well, I love them when Jude uses them with me in her at the Whispering Dragon Center, but they've never had them in the studio. So you are getting the first official remote.
Yay.
with the planetary, what do we call them again?
Planetary chimes.
We
only brought a couple. We brought, it looks like Jude brought Mars and Venus and Ohm. I don't know. I don't see any others there. Yeah.
They're interesting because they're kind of, they're like rectangular.
They look like wind chimes, a little bit.
But like a big, long
square. They're hollow depending on the length and all of that, we'll have different tones associated.
So now she's got ohms and working in the energy field.
This is a high octave ohm set. One's about an octave above the middle ohm that we use, and the other one's two octaves above. So this and these higher frequencies tend to work in the subtle field around the body, because often or almost always there's a connection between the subtle fields, which are not separate from the body, they're generated by the body, and so a lot of imbalances can occur either coming from the subtle fields, or the subtle fields can be affected, and so by balancing them, kind of filling in the energetic holes kind of creating a stronger resonance, it helps to act as a filter in a way for things coming in. Yeah.
We good?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So, Judith, anything, Jude, that you picked up during that you want to share with Jill? Or?
I felt like I could, breathe a little more easy and not as tired.
Excellent.
So there was really some sort of sense of not just congestion in your body, but in a subtle field. That's why I was sort of working out there and kind of smoothing the energy, sort of lumpy. It was like you needed to be smoothed out, almost like smoothing out a sheet or, and it felt really quite different after doing that. So pay attention, because not everything plays out while we're on the radio, and this feels like it's got momentum.
Well, now Paul's pulling something out.
Well, there was something kind of at the do 16 area up here, then the back of the kind of at the back of the head, just underneath
and just,
the back.
Just
of the
why
skull.
We've got Jill on the air is that now obviously Jill's already felt something happening with this work, and we would expect that more will happen after the call today. Is people with allergies like this and during the seasons, is it a good idea for them, to come in for sessions with you guys?
Well, we had a woman, this is years ago, I had a woman that came in because she's got really severe allergies every year in the spring. Mm-hmm. And so she decided to come in for treatment one spring before the allergy season started as preventative stuff. And that year she had very, very mild symptoms. The next year she came in and she had practically no symptoms, and it cleared up. And we talked about, she cleared up her diet and some things as well, and some emotional stuff that was going on in her life. And it pretty much took care of it. And that, you have to be willing to make some changes in your lifestyle too, because a lot of things can contribute to allergies.
So it would be worth it for Jill. And what's occurring to me, what I'm realizing right now as we're speaking, is that I'm a fairly sensitive person. My father had extreme allergies with hay fever and all of that, and took injections and all kinds of stuff. Bless his heart, he put up with all our animals and everything, but. I did not have those kind of symptoms until as an adult. The older I got, the more kind of allergic hay fever, stuff, sneezing and running and all that kind of stuff, the allergic symptoms I would get. And it was getting it got bad enough that now, like you, Jill, and I would have going into the spring with the pollens and all of that, that I actually started buying over-the-counter allergy stuff to take. And other than that, I didn't ever really do anything, except that I started seeing Jude and Paul on a regular basis. And I don't know how long it's been that I've been seeing you on a regular basis.
Maybe 3 years, because it was right around the time that we... No, longer than that.
Well, I don't know. Well, a couple, 3 years, 3 years or so anyway, that I've been seeing them. And Jill, I have to say now that I think this is, I have had no allergic symptoms of any kind for at least a couple of years now.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah. So we didn't ever work on that specifically, well, but with everything else you're doing.
But again, it's like a manifestation. It's not. Yeah. It's not always that you need to. I mean, we work on things when people come in, but interestingly, a lot of times other stuff unwinds.
Right, right.
So something that showed up for as I was kind of playing with your energy, two things that you can do.
Okay.
This is for Jill, right? Yeah.
One of them is to use fresh ginger on stuff.
I do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the other is buckwheat honey.
Oh, buckwheat.
Buckwheat honey is very strong tasting. So you can just put little bits of it in stuff, but it's really high antioxidant content.
Does it matter if it's local? I mean, I don't know if we have local.
It's hard to get.
They do it east of the mountains, so
okay.
That's sort of local enough. It's okay. Hard to find, but it's really worse.
So buckwheat honey and fresh ginger.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Great.
All right, and then anybody you want to contact Whispering Dragon Center to see Jude and Paul, it's whispering-dragon.com is the website, and their phone number is 206-706-2836. Jill, thanks so much for calling Animal World.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
I want to say one more thing about allergies. The other thing that brought to mind was because of some of your practices, any, you know, chanting, mantra, that kind of work changes vibration.
Yeah.
You know, pollens are not intrinsically allergic or allergens because not everybody reacts to them, right?
Uh-huh.
It's our own energy field that either resonates with that allergic reaction or not. And so there are lots of things, you know, the energy work that we do, there's dietary stuff, there, you know, mantra, all of those things will shift your energy and can have a positive effect on all that.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are going to take care of our advertisers for the last time in this hour and then get right back to the phones. Connie, you're up next. Everyone else, hold on to your phone lines. We've got one open line, so stay with us. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Missing Link Supplement was created. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. And it comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you open it. Mix up your animal friend's food. Add in the Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in. And voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats. And like I said before, the lesser quality food you feed, the more you need Missing Link. And even if you're feeding high quality food, Missing Link is a phenomenal supplement for skin and coat. There are a number of different formulas. There's a formula for cats. There's three formulas for dogs, one that focuses on hip and joint, the other on skin and coat. The other is the senior formula with a New Zealand green mussel. There is a wellness blend, which is vegetarian. You can feed to both your dogs and cats and other house critters like rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, the like. There is a bird formula. There is a poultry formula and a horse formula. So wherever, ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to the company at www.missinglinksupplements.com or give them a call at 1-800-774-7387.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and this Sunday at 2 p.m. we will be welcoming Natalie Sist of the StarPsychics.com website. They have launched a brand new website, and Natalie will be telling us all about the ins and outs of managing an online psychic site. That's Jupiter Rising Show this Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
This is Alternative Talk 1150. Got it? Cool.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and now I can definitely say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World, and you can do that every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, and we heard about the new pro supplements. Check them out, great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, www.nupro, N-U-P-R-O, nuprosupplements.com. And we talked about the missing link, and they've got a great deal going on now that if you do go out and purchase missing link, 30 days, if you don't see improvement, they'll give you your money back. So it's a good time to start your animal friends on missing link. And it is a harmonic energy shifting Sunday. Jude and Paul Ponton are here from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. And let's get right back to the phones. And we're going to a client of mine now who's become a regular here on Animal World. And you guys have something in common. But let's get to Everett and welcome Connie. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul. Good morning, Connie.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call suggesting it. Yes.
Oh, you're welcome. And Connie is a client of mine that I went to see her a while ago. How long has it been, Connie?
Over a month.
Over a month or two
month
ago.
Month and a half, yeah.
Month and a half. Mm-hmm. And to see her standard poodle.
Ah.
So, see, right away you guys are family, because Jude and Paul have a standard poodle as well.
Oh, really? Good.
Black one, Magic. Black Magic, and your Sophie is
she's chocolate.
She's chocolate and quite a bit larger than Magic, actually. Mm-hmm. Sophie's a big girl, mm-hmm. and so we pretty much worked out all of Sophie's problems.
Absolutely,
and she's doing great.
She's a different girl, I'll tell you.
And yeah, so we worked miracles with Sophie. Now Connie's calling in about she's got this grand cat named Toosie.
Toosie,
and what, he's about 15 years old, Connie?
He's 15, uh-huh.
He's a big tabby, and now I remember one of the first things I had to deal with when I got there is this cat is just, you know, he's coming to me and he's talking to me and all of this, and Connie's referring to him as a female, and he's calling him her, and I'm getting, he's like, no, man, you know, and he keeps turning around, keeps showing me his butt. I probably said, Connie. Anyway, so we kind of shifted Connie's perception, and now he's the man cat of the house, mm-hmm. and apparently seems to be doing quite well. But he's had an ongoing problem for some time.
Practically his whole life, really.
And so what? It's a he coughs.
No,
he vomits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so. Tell us about that problem.
Okay. It's no longer projectile vomiting. It used to be, and I now have a food that doesn't cause it right away. And it's just a dry food. But there's vomit all over. Sophie's the one that finds it. And I don't know what is causing it. He doesn't even seem distressed over it.
He throws up, what, after eating, right?
Oh, after eating, or one little tiny treat, like one out of 10, he might throw up. And it's immediately after eating, though, within probably a minute.
Okay, and didn't you say even if you give him hairball medicine and stuff, sometimes he vomits that?
He vomits that.
And this has been going on most of his life, you say?
Yes, it has.
So very interesting. So Connie finally called me, and we talked about this earlier in the week and decided, well, it's been going on a really long time, and it doesn't seem to be bothering him that much, but it really is time to address this. And so we decided, since Jude and Paul are on the show today, that we'd start with them doing a remote and see what they pick up and all of that.
Okay.
We also then, in 2 weeks, the second Sunday of March, Darcy Pariso, our great animal intuitive and communicator, will be in, and we can see what she has to say. But we're trying to figure out if it's time to see Dr. Bill or not and do something about this. But Jude and Paul have been kind of powwowing. What are you guys getting here?
A couple of different things. Jude was picking up some imbalance in what's called the Chong extraordinary vessel, which has to do with digestion, quite a bit. We also use it for other kind of uterine problems in girls.
Well, also, things that somebody's had from the beginning is sort of like maybe it's intergenerational in some way.
Yeah. And the other thing is that I was kind of picking up something in the along the spine. And we're kind of trying to localize it somewhere T7, T9, somewhere in there.
So that's like thoracic vertebrae somewhere in there.
Yeah, but it's, yeah, but yeah, thoracic 7 or 9, but maybe affecting diaphragm or vagus nerve or something. I don't know. That's the area I got anyway. So can we just do a kind of virtual balance?
So Kathy also is chiming in here wondering if there's chicken in Tuzi's diet.
There is not.
Because I know you've changed, you've done a lot of experimenting with foods, and you feel the one that you're feeding now seems to be the one he does the best on.
Yeah, it is. And he certainly doesn't have a weight problem. I mean, he's keeping enough food down.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. If anything, he's overweight.
Yeah.
You know, he's a big, big tabby guy with a cute butt, I have to say. That's right. When I was there, I said, maybe we have to resurrect the cutest cat butt contest. We did that on Animal World years and years ago, and the first contest we did was the cutest cat butt contest, and people send in photographs of their cat's butt. And, oh, gosh, I've got the greatest album, someone on a shelf somewhere at home, of all the incredible photographs we got. And then the next one we did was the most kissable dog nose. So I've got a big album of cutest cat butts and kissable dog noses, and just absolutely delightful. But Tuzi would have been right up there in the top five.
Well, he'd be pretty easy to get a shot of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He shows off that butt really nicely.
So Jude also did a little bit of work on the on what's called the belt vessel or girdle vessel, partly I think relating to the liver, but also has to do with the upward up and down movement of energy in the body. It can get kind of constricted, and then energy doesn't flow down, and with vomiting, in Chinese medicine we call that rebellious stomach chi.
Rebellious stomach chi.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, the stomach energy is supposed to go down. It's supposed to bring food down, and you know, through the intestines and all of that. And when it's rebellious, it's moving upward, and that's so that's why you get vomiting or sometimes hiccups or acid regurgitation, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So my read on this is that his stomach energy is not strong enough.
Yeah.
So it doesn't hold the food.
Right.
Interesting.
We're going to do stomach 36.
Yeah, we're going to do a little spleen-stomach balancing.
Interesting. We're just almost to the end of this hour. So, Connie, we'll have you hold on
sure,
over the
fine.
Break, and then Jude and Paul can continue to work on Tuesday, and we'll check back with you after that. But I was just going to say that in my experience with cats, that a lot of cats throw up from time to time, and it's not that big a deal, and sometimes it is hairballs. I know with my cats, I've got one cat in particular that if the food is too cold and she eats it too fast, she'll throw up.
Mm-hmm.
So she's actually learned to eat slower when the food is cold as opposed to when it's room temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they eat too fast. But I think you've, you know, tried to address most of those things throughout his life.
Yeah, and I give him raw goat's milk sometimes, mm-hmm. and I warm the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that isn't really cold.
Yeah.
And yep, most of the time he keeps that down, and then one time there it'll come immediately.
Well, it's interesting that Jude is picking up on that the stomach isn't strong enough to hold, which is really makes total sense. So anyway, we are, Connie, we're going to put you on hold.
Okay.
Jude and Paul will continue to work on Tuesday. We'll turn this hour around. We come back and get fired up. We'll come right back to Connie and finish up with Tuesday. Then we're on to Carol and Carmen. We've got one open line, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569, or shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.